Mehrunes Dagon, Daedric Prince of Destruction. The Elder Scrolls series has featured a number of villains, from Alduin the World Eater to Dagoth Ur and Yhaegar Tharn. Arguably the most potent and destructive of these villains, however, is the Daedric Prince, Mehrunes Dagon. While many of the Daedric Princes regularly interact with the mortals of Tamriel to some degree, Mehrunes has continually attempted to conquer and destroy all the living creatures of Nirn. His most ambitious attempt was at the end of the Third Era, in the event known as the Oblivion Crisis, when he plotted to destroy the Septim Dynasty and open gates to his realm of Oblivion across Tamriel. Mehrunes represents the concepts of destruction, change, revolution, energy, and ambition, and is most commonly viewed as one of the most evil of the Daedric Princes by the peoples of Tamriel. The Dunmer of Morrowind consider Mehrunes Dagon to be one of the four bad Daedra, known as the Four Corners of the House of Troubles, but they also consider him a necessary part of their religion, as he is there to test the Dunmer's will to survive and persevere. Mehrunes Dagon is most often depicted as a red-skinned, demonic humanoid, with yellow eyes, horns protruding from his skull, and four arms. He seemingly has no concern for any mortal, and at best treats them as tools to further his plots of destruction. Mehrunes' Plain of Oblivion is called the Deadlands, an inhospitable and dangerous realm covered in oceans of lava. There are scattered areas of solid land with towering structures, roaming Daedra, and deadly flora. Many of the structures contain torture devices and gruesome traps, with the imposing Dremora ruling over many of these areas. Mehrunes' first notable attack on Tamriel occurred towards the end of the First Era, when a witch summoned him and his armies to exact revenge on the Duke of Mournhold, the capital of Morrowind, supposedly for the loss of her daughter. The Duke's forces held out for 4 days, but eventually were overwhelmed by the Daedra. It's said that a gout of ever-erupting flame blasted skyward out of Castle Mournhold, with smoke rolling through the streets, and the only thing that prevented the city from burning to the ground was the wet, sputtering blood of its people. Mehrunes was soon banished back to Oblivion by two members of the Tribunal of Morrowind, but the damage was done. During the Third Era, Yhaegar Tharn, Imperial Battle Mage and advisor to Uriel Septim VII, took over the Imperial throne by trapping Uriel in the Deadlands and using magic to impersonate him. In an effort to eliminate any threats to his reign, he made a deal with Mehrunes Dagon for him to attack the training facility of the Imperial Battle Mages, known as the Battle Spire. Mehrunes accepted as he planned to use the magical gateways inside of the Battle Spire to invade Tamriel. An unnamed apprentice battle mage managed to banish Mehrunes back to Oblivion, but the Battle Spire was destroyed during the process. As mentioned, Mehrunes Dagon's most ambitious attempt to invade and conquer Tamriel took place at the end of the Third Era, in the event known as the Oblivion Crisis, and depicted in the game Elder Scrolls IV, Oblivion. Mehrunes used the Altmer mage, Mankar Camoran, to set the stage for his invasion by providing him with a mythical tome called the Mysterium Xarxes, written by Mehrunes. Mankar used this tome to start a cult dedicated to Mehrunes Dagon, the Order of the Mythic Dawn. Mankar was deluded into thinking that Mehrunes would transform Tamriel into a paradise for Mankar and his followers, and set out to prepare for Mehrunes and his armies. The Mythic Dawn started by assassinating the Emperor Uriel Septim VII and all of his heirs, dissolving the barriers between Oblivion and Nirn created by Akatosh. A number of portals to the Deadlands popped up across Tamriel, and Mehrunes' plans would have likely succeeded except for Martin Septim, the last surviving heir, and the hero of K'vatch. The crisis came to a climax in the Imperial City, with the full force of Mehrunes' armies, as well as Mehrunes himself, leading the onslaught. Martin defeated Mehrunes by smashing the legendary Amulet of Kings and becoming an avatar of Akatosh. It's likely that this won't be the last attempt that Mehrunes Dagon makes to conquer Tamriel. Mehrunes has two principal artifacts associated with him, Mehrunes Razor and the Mysterium Xarxes. The Mysterium Xarxes is, as mentioned, a dangerous and mysterious tome written by Mehrunes himself, supposedly in the deserts of rust and wounds. Little is known of the contents of the book, but there are apparently sections devoted to domination and enslavement. The book is written in Daedric script, and was notably given to Mankar Camoran during the Oblivion Crisis. Camoran founded the Mythic Dawn on its teachings, and also bound himself to the book, making it capable of opening a portal to the realm of Oblivion known as Paradise, that Mehrunes gave to Camoran. By the Fourth Era, only a single scorched page of the tome remains, as seen in the Mythic Dawn Museum in Dawnstar. Mehrunes' Razor is an ebony dagger with the unique ability of having a chance to instantly kill any creature struck by it, as Mehrunes' Dagon claims their soul. The razor has become a highly sought-after artifact, particularly by cultists and the Dark Brotherhood. A number of individuals have either possessed it or fought over it over the centuries, including a few legendary heroes. After the Oblivion Crisis, a group dedicated to wiping out the remnants of the Mythic Dawn broke the razor in three pieces, but it's unknown at this point if the dagger was eventually restored. Like many villains in fiction, Mehrunes Dagon is often presented as an incredibly powerful and dangerous foe that is, for one reason or another, repeatedly bested and defeated. While he certainly stands out among the Daedric princes for his intent of death and destruction to all mortals, it's really his absolute ambition that sets him aside from the others. Even though it's highly unlikely that Mehrunes will ever actually accomplish his wishes of conquering Tamriel, his ever-present threat of annihilation makes him worth reckoning.